One day when Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh were all talking together, Christopher Robin finished the mouthful he was eating and said carelessly,
"I saw a heifer lump today, Piglet."
"What was it doing?"
"Just lumping along. I don't think it saw me."
"Well, I saw one once. At least, I think I did. Only perhaps it wasn't."
"So did I."
"You don't see them often."
"Not now."
"Not at this time of year." Then they all talked about something else until it was time for Pooh and Piglet to go home together. At first, they stumped along the path which edged the 100-acre wood. They didn't say much to each other, but when they came to the stream and had helped each other across the stepping stones and were able to walk side by side again over the heather, they began to talk in a friendly way about this and that.
"If you see what I mean, Pooh."
"It's just what I think myself, Piglet."
"But on the other hand, Pooh, we must remember..."
"Oh, that's quite true, Piglet. Although I had forgotten it for the moment." And then, just as they came to the 6 pine trees, Pooh looked around to see that no one else was listening, and he said in a very solemn voice, "Piglet, I have decided something."
"What have you decided, Pooh?"
"Well, Piglet, I have decided to catch a heifer."
"Oh."
"And I'll do it by means of a trap. So you'll have to help me, Piglet."
"Pooh, I will. How shall we do it?"
"Well, that's just it. How?" So they sat down together to think it out. Pooh's first idea was that they should dig a very deep pit, and then the heifer lump would come along and fall into the pit.
"Why?"
"Why what?"
"Why would he fall in?"
"Well, Piglet, the heifer lump might be walking along and humming a little song, hum, 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 and looking up at the sky and wondering if it would rain, and he wouldn't see the very deep pit until he was halfway down, when it would be too late."
"Oh, that's a very good trap. But supposing it really was raining?"
"Well, then, Piglet, the heifer lump would be looking at the sky, wondering if it might clear up, and so he wouldn't see the very deep pit until he was halfway down, where it would be too late."
"Oh, I think that would be a very cunning trap."
"Yeah, but we must think about where to dig this very deep pit."
"Somewhere where a heifer lump is, just before he falls into it, only about a foot farther on."
"But then he would see us digging it."
"Not if he was looking at the sky."
"Oh, he would suspect if he happened to look down." "It isn't as easy as I thought. I suppose that's why heifer lumps hardly ever get caught."
"That must be it."
They sighed and got up, and when they had taken a few gorse prickles out of themselves, they sat down again. And all the time, Pooh was saying to himself, "If only I could think of something." For he felt sure that a very clever brain could catch a heifer lump, if only he knew the right way to go about it. "Piglet, suppose you wanted to catch me, how would you do it?"
"Well, I should do it like this. I should make a trap."
"Yes."
"And I should put a jar of honey in the trap."
"Oh,
and
honey.
You would smell it."
"Oh."
"And you would go in after it."
"Yeah, yeah.
And then,
I would go after it. I would go in after it, only very carefully, so as not to hurt myself. And I would get to the jar of honey, and I would lick around the edges, first of all, pretending that there wasn't any more, you know. And then I would walk away and think about it a little, and then I would come back and start licking in the middle of the jar."
"Yes, well, never mind about that. There you would be, and there I should catch you. Now, the first thing to think of is, what do heifer lumps like? I should think acorns, shouldn't you? We'll get a lot of..." "I say, wake up, Pooh."
Pooh, who had gone into a happy dream, woke up with a start and said that honey was a much more trappy thing than acorns. Well, Piglet didn't think so, and they were just about to argue about it when Piglet remembered that if you put acorns in the trap, he would have to find the acorns. But if you put honey, then Pooh would have to give up some of his own honey. So he said, "All right, honey then," just as Pooh remembered it too, and was going to say, "All right, acorns."
"It's settled then, honey. I'll dig the pit while you go and get the honey.
Very well. So Pooh went home and went right to the larder. And he stood on a chair and he took down a very large jar of honey from the top shelf. It had honey written on it, H-U-N-N-Y. But just to make sure, he took off the paper cover and looked at it. And it looked just like honey. But you never can tell, said Pooh. I remember my uncle saying once that he had seen cheese just this color. So he put his tongue in and he took a lick. Yes, he said, it is. No doubt about that. And honey, I should say, right down to the bottom of the jar. Unless, of course, he said, somebody put some cheese at the bottom, just for a joke. So perhaps I'd better go a little farther down, just in case heffalumps don't like cheese, same as me. And he gave a deep sigh. I was right. It is honey. Right the way down. Well, having made certain of this, he took the jar back to Piglet, who was at the bottom of his very deep pit.
Got it?
Yes, but it isn't quite a full jar. I'll throw it down to you.
No, it isn't. Is that all you've got left?
Yes.
I'll put the jar at the bottom of the pit, and then I think we should both go home. Let's meet here by the pine trees at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning and see how many heffalumps we've got in our trap.
6 o'clock, Piglet. And have you got any string?
No. Why do you want string?
To lead them home with.
Oh, I think heffalumps come if you whistle.
Well, some do, some don't. You never can tell with heffalumps. Well, good night.
Good night.
Pooh went home and went right to bed. Some hours later, he woke suddenly with a sinking feeling. And he had that sinking feeling before, and he knew what it meant. He was hungry. So he went to the larder, and he stood on a chair, and he reached up to the top shelf, and he found nothing. That's funny, he thought. I know I had a jar of honey there. And then he began to wander up and down, wondering where it was, and murmuring a murmur to himself, something like this. Murmur, murmur, murmur.
It's very, very funny, 'cause I know I had some honey. 'Cause it had a label on saying honey. H-U-N-N-Y.
A galoptious full up up to.
And I don't know where it's got to.
No, I don't know where it's gone. Well, it's funny.
He had murmured this to himself 3 times in a singing sort of way, when suddenly he remembered. He had put it into the cunning trap to catch the heffalump. "Oh, bother," said Pooh. "It all comes of trying to be kind to heffalumps." And he got back into bed, but he couldn't sleep. The more he tried to sleep, the more he couldn't. He tried counting sheep, which is sometimes a very good way of getting to sleep, and as that was no good, he tried counting heffalumps, and that was worse, because every heffalump that he counted was making straight for a pot of Pooh's honey and eating it all. Well, for some minutes he lay there miserably. But when the 587th heffalump was licking its jaws and saying to itself, "Ooh, very good honey this. I don't know when I've tasted better honey than this." Well, Pooh could bear it no longer. He jumped out of bed and he ran out of the house and he ran straight to the 6 pine trees, jumped into the very deep pit and pushed his head right into the jar to get the little bit of honey that was left at the very bottom. When Piglet woke up, the word which was jiggeting around in his brain was heffalumps. What was a heffalump like? Was it fierce? Did it come when you whistled? And how did it come? Was it fond of pigs at all? He didn't know the answer to any of these questions. And then he had a clever idea. He would go very quietly to the 6 pine trees right now, peep very cautiously into the trap, and see if there was a heffalump there. So off he went, and at first he thought that there wouldn't be a heffalump in the trap, and then he thought that maybe there would be a heffalump in the trap, and as he got nearer, he was sure that there would be a heffalump in the trap, because he could hear it heffalumping about like anything. Meanwhile, in the very deep trap, Winnie the Pooh was trying to get the honey jar off his head. Well, the more he shook it, the more tightly it stuck. "Bother," he said inside the jar, and "Oh, help," and mostly "Oh." And he tried bumping it against things, but he couldn't see what he was bumping it against, and it didn't help him. And he tried to climb out of the trap, but he could see nothing but the jar, and not much of that. And he couldn't find his way. So at last he lifted his head, jar and all, and made a loud roaring noise of sadness and despair. "Oh, oh." And it was at that moment that Piglet looked down.
"Help, help, a heffalump, a horrible heffalump. Help, help, a terrible huffalump. Huff, huff, a hellable horlump. Huff,
Piglet didn't stop until he got to Christopher Robin's house. Christopher Robin was just getting out of bed.
"What's the matter, Piglet?"
"Heffalump."
"Where?"
"Up there."
"What does it look like?"
Like, it had the biggest head you ever saw, Christopher Robin. A great enormous thing like nothing. A huge big, an enormous big nothing, like a jar."
"Well, I shall go and look at it. Come on."
"I can hear it, can't you?"
"I can hear something."
"There, isn't it awful?"
Christopher laughed and laughed and laughed. And while he was still laughing, crash went the heffalump's head against a tree root. Smash went the jar, and out came Pooh's head. Then Piglet saw what a foolish Piglet he had been, and he was so ashamed of himself that he ran straight off home and went to bed with a headache. But Christopher Robin and Pooh went home to breakfast together.
"Silly old bear, but I do love you."
"So do I."